Major League Soccer has welcomed a new star, and he came to the United States just after the World Cup reminded Americans what brilliant soccer looks like. The latest import is Thierry Henry of France. He's begun play for the New York Red Bulls, and one of the people following his early games is ESPN commentator Alexi Lalas. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So what makes Henry good?
He's, probably a handful. Let's look at top 10 players in terms of star power and, more importantly, in terms of what his ability is on the field. He has this grace about him. He's an incredible athlete, but also a great soccer mind. So I think that this is going to be really interesting to see how it plays out with him, not just for the Red Bulls, but also the impact that he makes league-wide.
Is he a team player?
Yeah, I think you have to be. I mean, I was involved in the David Beckham situation a few years ago, and I think we really understood and realized soccer can't be played by one person alone, regardless of how big a name or how much money that person is making. So he has to come in and fit into the team that is the Red Bulls, not the other way around.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned David Beckham. That might have been the last huge star to come to the United States that raised hopes that they might raise Major League Soccer to another level. Is there some hope that Henry might actually raise Major League Soccer to a higher level of awareness among Americans?
Well, there's nobody like David Beckham in terms of bringing people that don't even know anything about soccer to the game. Thierry Henry is not designed to do that. He is a great star, and I think what he does on the soccer field will be interesting to a lot of people. But he's not going to bring the people that have absolutely no interest in soccer, and that's okay. But he will generate some noise, and certainly within the soccer community, and to a certain extent beyond, people will be interested to see what this player does.
What have you seen in his early games with the New York Red Bulls?
Well, he's come in. He scored a goal right off in the first match that he played with the Red Bulls, and then this weekend in his first Major League Soccer match, he got a couple of assists down in Houston. They got a point and tied 2-2. So, look, he's playing in New York, and whether it's soccer or darts or anything, people in New York demand a winning team. And the Red Bulls, it's crucial that they are successful there with Thierry Henry.
Alexi Lalas, many people will know that you have played for American soccer teams in the World Cup. I don't suppose you ever took the field at the same time as Thierry Henry.
No, I'm an old man. and one of the interesting things people always ask me, what can we do better? Well, one of the things that we can do better is identifying athletes at an early age and having them go into soccer. When you look at Thierry Henry, this is a 6'2", incredible athlete with speed, with grace. I could see him playing in any professional sport in the United States and doing very, very well. And that's what's really interesting. And, Thierry Henry grew up in France where soccer is king, and they get the best athletes from an early age playing soccer. And that's our challenge right now as far as soccer, is to do that and not have them going into the basketballs and the footballs. But that'll come with time.
I'm curious if you think that America is a place that great soccer players from elsewhere in the world would dream of playing right now.
They would because, first off, they're all in love with the culture, and players go where the money is, but lifestyle is important, and certainly the ability to come to the United States and to be quite honest, live in a culture where soccer isn't king is very appealing to a lot of them.
Why would it be appealing to be in a country where soccer isn't king?
Well, for some of these players, the stress and the attention and the pressure that they're under on the soccer field and to a certain extent off the soccer field, it wears you down. And for them and their families to be able to walk out in the streets and not have to deal with the paparazzi and stuff, it is very appealing. Now, that's on the surface. I've seen some players who say that, and then when they finally get into a culture where soccer isn't king, be careful what you wish for. So when you're not getting the best table and people aren't fawning over you, sometimes it's a little disconcerting if you've been handed everything from day one. And I don't think that's a situation with Thierry. I really think he's enjoying this opportunity with the Red Bulls.
Alexi Lalas of ESPN, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
This is NPR News.